Deus de Sete Week Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 5 to 8, chapter 7, verses 1 to 5 and 10. When the Lord saw how great were man's wickedness on earth, and how no desire that his heart conceived were ever anything but evil, he regretted that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was grieved. So the Lord said, I will wipe out from the earth the man whom I have created, and not only the man, but also the beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the air, for I am sorry that I make them. But Noah found favor with God. Then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for you alone in this age have I found to be truly just. Of every clean animal, take with you 7 pairs, a male and its mate, and of the unclean animals, 1 pair, a male and its mate. Likewise, of every clean bird of the air, 7 pairs, a male and a female, and of all the unclean birds, 1 pair, a male and a female. Thus you will keep their issue alive for all the earth. 7 days from now, I will bring rain down on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And so I will wipe out from the surface of the earth every moving creature that I have made. Noah did just as the Lord had commanded him. As soon as the 7 days were over, the water of the flood came upon the earth. The Gospel from Mark, chapter 8, verses 14 to 21. They have forgotten to bring bread, and they had only 1 loaf with them in the boat. He enjoined them, watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisee and the leaven of Herod. They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand and comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ear and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many baskets full of fragments you picked up? They answered him, 12. When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? They answered him, 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? Sharing. First, the theme. We need to live our faith in life. Faith is not only knowledge about God, but also the applying of this knowledge in our life. If we don't live what we believe, faith is only in our mind and had no help for our life. See James chapter 2, verse 14. For example, if we believe in God's providence, we should not be worried or lost about what we shall eat or drink or wear. Or if we believe the most important thing in life is to save our soul and the souls of others, we should spend a lot of time for studying and preaching the good news. Today's readings illustrate examples of those who lived and didn't live their faith. In the first reading, Noah found favor with God because he absolutely put his faith in God, while all of his contemporaries lived against it. In the Gospel, Jesus reminded his disciples, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod, because though they witnessed two big miracles, one for feeding of the 5,000 and one for feeding of the 4,000 people, they were still discussed among themselves that they had no bread." Second analysis, the first reading. God wanted to destroy all people. Third point, sin and punishment. The author of Genesis wrote, "When the Lord saw how great were man's wickedness on earth, and how no desire that his heart conceived were ever anything but evil, he regretted that he had made man on earth, and his heart was grieved. So the Lord said, 'I will wipe out from the earth the man whom I have created, and not only the man, but also the beasts, and the creeping things, and the birds of the air, for I am sorry that I make them.'" There is something wrong about theology if one literally understands this passage. How can God regret because he created people and be sad in his heart? Doesn't God foreknow how sinful shall people be when he bestowed on them freedom? We can say that the author did not pay attention to theology, but the two following main points. First, people's sins are the reason of the great flood. Because of their sin, people must accept the corresponding punishments. The reason why God doesn't punish that is because his time isn't come yet. Nobody should think that he can commit a sin and avoid God's punishment. Second, God has power both to create and to recreate all things. Through the great flood and all the well-known floods everywhere in the world, we recognize one truth. If God wants to wipe out the earth, he only needs to let it rain continuously in several days. Second point, Noah's faith and the rescue. Righteousness is the reason why God saved Noah's family. He was considered as a righteous man because he completely put his trust in God and quickly did what he commands. For example, why all people laughed at him? Because he told them the great flood is going to happen. He still believed in God's word and finished his building of the ark. The great flood also saw God's judgment. Though only his family believed in God, he shall not wipe out his family together with all other people. Noah's ark has a huge dimension, 300 cubits in length, 50 cubits in width, and 30 cubits in height. One cubit is equivalent to 18 inches. If one wants to convert the dimension in English dimensions, the ark is 450 feet in length, 75 feet in width, and 45 feet in height. This is a huge ship. If one compares it with some great modern ships, for example, the Mayflower ship of England had its length only 90 feet. The ark is 5 times longer than the Mayflower. In addition to the selection of all living creatures and carrying them into the ship, it took a long time for Noah to finish them. Second, the gospel. Basic temptation of human life, eating and drinking. The first point, disciples worry men. Now they have forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Take heed. Be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." And they discussed it with one another, saying, "We have no bread." Leaven is a piece of old flour. Its purpose is to lay a new dough before baking it. A small piece of leaven can raise a big amount of flour. The Jews sometimes identify devil works with leaven. Pharisee leaven. They want to have a powerful Messiah who can work miracles and bring material gains. In yesterday's reading, they came to Jesus and asked him to work miracles before they can believe in him. Herod leaven. He paid attention to power, fame, and enjoyment. Because of these, he denied the truth and beheaded John the Baptist. When Jesus warned his disciples to guard against the leaven of the Pharisees, 11 of Herod, he wanted to say to them, don't pay too much attention to material dimensions at them. Moreover, Jesus was preparing for his disciples to accept a suffering Messiah to save people. The second point, the disciples didn't leave their faith. Even they heard Jesus' warning, they still didn't understand what it meant. Because they still discussed it with one another, saying, "We have no bread." Jesus must remind them more clearly. Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive and understand? Are you hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, How many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? They said to him, 12. And the 7 for the 1,000, for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 7. The purpose of a miracle is to lighten up one's faith. The disciples were enlightened twice. They still didn't believe Jesus can multiply bread again for them to have bread to eat. Did fact so, people can witness miracles, but they are still lack of faith. Application in life. Our faith must be corresponded with our works. Faith without work is dead. See James chapter 2 verse 17. If we really believe in God's word, we must practice His words in our life. Jesus' warning is still ineffective for us today. Take heed. Be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Since many times we let the worldly worrisome govern our life. If we live in opposite with what we believe, we shall have to pay a dear price for it. The great flood reminds us of our frailty body and the reality of our sin. Amen.